Well, he got him a string and he tied around that goat's neck and he tried to lead a little bit and that little old thing just stiffened his leg and it just stood there and it just bleat just as loud as it could. Every time he'd pull on that string, that goat would bleat just as loud as it could, and Cleve stood there and looked at it just a little while and he said, "Here, Marvin, I don't want this goat. You can have it back. That's all the goat I ever want right there." He wouldn't take that goat home for nothing. He didn't. That's all the goat he wanted.
Yeah, that's something. When it first gets cold around here in the winter, yeah, if you get up and go out and there's hard stuff on a lake, you say it.
Ice.
Yeah, or it
froze over.
If you were, let's see, we're down the house here now, you know. Go back to the house again. Talk about the fireplace. What would the smoke go up through? What would you have to let the smoke out of the house?
The flue.
And then the big brick thing on the outside would be the?
The flue.
Or call anything else?
Chimney.
Yeah. When you burn the wood in the fireplace, what's the stuff that's left over when you get through?
Ashes.
And the black stuff would be called?
Soot.
And what would you call that?
A rocking chair.
And then this piece of furniture over here would be a?
Couch.
What are some other terms for that piece of furniture?
Well, some people call them sofa beds. Or
some says living room suit.
Would you use the term Davenport around here?
Yeah, sometimes.
Same thing?
Davenport.
Okay, and then in the bedroom, the piece of furniture you have to put folded clothes in would be a?
Chest of drawers.
And all these items together would be called different pieces of?
Furniture.
That's whole furniture.
Okay, if you had things on the windows that you pull up and down, that would be?
Shades.
In the bedroom, especially early times, you might have had, well, you have them today also. You build a little room to keep hanging your clothes in. You call that a?
Closet.
And then this is the one that you've used earlier. If you didn't have a built-in closet, but you had a big, heavy, movable piece of furniture.
Wardrobe.
And then what is the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic.
If you had the room that you kept all sort of worthless furniture and stuff in, you might call it a. Put things in there you didn't want to use anymore but didn't want to throw away.
Junk room.
Yeah. And what term would you use for sweeping the floor, dusting, that sort of thing? Say every morning you.
Dust or vacuum.
And all that together is. And say you're
house cleaning.
What would you use to sweep with?
Broom.
Do you ever make those?
I've seen it done, but I never made any.
I helped.
How do you do that? Can you describe it?
Well, when I helped Dad and Mother, we'd always have a kettle full of hot water, mm-hmm. and they would cut They raised
the stuff that looked kind of like cane on the
straws,
and the head of it was long straws in place of short like cane heads.
And they would
cut your broom corn
down in at boiling water till they would get real soft and pliable. And they would, work with them while they were soft and they wouldn't break when they wrapped them. Used to have a way of stretching
wire
or something,
Take a broom handle and put some all the way around the handle and wrap them with a wire.
They would use it while it was fresh out of the hot water, it'd be real soft and mild.
Do those seem to last longer than store bonds?
No, I don't know if they do.